Cloggers once again here. We'll be right back. Weren't they wonderful?
Okay, we'd like to tell. There's going to be a workshop at 1:15 down at the Marble Stage. If any of you are interested, learn how to clog. Thank you.
Okay, you asked for it. Thank you.
Let's give him another hand for that unique bagpipe. And while John Williamson and friends from Palatka are getting ready to get ready there, I just want to tell you that the show goes on no matter what. I'm not referring to what might happen. That's just the Lord talking to us and telling us to be good up there. So don't leave your seat. You never have drowned, so just get wet and enjoy it. John Williamson and friends from Palatka.
Yeah, but not right now. It's all right.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. While we're getting stuff lined up here, I want to introduce this young fellow over here on this banjo. If you enjoy him, I'd like for you to show your appreciation by putting your hands together and letting them know it. I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit. You know, our younger generation's coming along. Someone's going to have to take up this thing after older people go on. This little fellow's going to make a good example for us. Thank you. Our first tune, we're going to let Michael break loose on the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Thank you a lot. Next, I'm going to try a little thing here I used to try 7 years ago. If I can get it to work, a little tune of Chinese Breakdown, Gear D. Thank you. Next, we're going to let Michael do one of his arraignments of Michael's Breakdown. Next, we're going to let Don over here to my right, we're going to sing a song, Highway Headed South. We'll let Michael lead him off on it. More, and then we'll let some good group come on behind us. I've always been a railroad fan. I've heard a lot of songs about railroads, trains, this, that, and the other. The record of old 97 is very well known. I'm going to try one, old number 9.
Dark, stormy night on storm was in sight and the north wind was howling down the line. Stood a brave Indian here with his sweetheart so near and his orders to be on the line. Well, she kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye. She told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Well, I feel train rolled along and the black smoke was rolling from the sky. Well, the headlights of green seemed to grind on his dream on tomorrow when he'd be coming back. And he spin around a hill and his frame heart stood still as the headlights were shining in his face. Then he whispered a
Now, let's welcome another longtime participant, even though he has moved up to Beaufort, South Carolina. I think he's building a boat or something up there. Michael Moore from Beaufort, South Carolina.
Beaufort, South Carolina, we're building a sailboat up there.
Can everybody hear that? Before I came over here, I stopped in Jacksonville to see my father, and I said that I was going to be on a program here on Sunday. I said, what song do you think I should do? And he said, do The Old Account Was Settled Long Ago.
Good.
There was a time I know in the book of heaven, an old account was standing, sin shed unforgiven. The name was at the top, many names below. I went to the keeper and I settled long ago, long ago, long ago. And that old account was settled long ago. And my record cleared today, for he washed my sins away. When that old account was settled long ago. Now in my father's home, happy home above, we'll sing redemption story, praise him for his love. And I'll not forget that book with pages white as snow, because I had it settled, and I settled long ago, long ago, long ago. And that old account was settled long ago. And my record cleared today, for he washed my sins away. When that old account was settled long ago. Now sinners, seek the Lord, repent of all your sins. Thus he has commanded, if you should enter in, and then if you should live 1,000 years below, up there you'll not regret it, and you settled long ago, long ago, long ago. And that old account was settled long ago, and my record cleared today, and he washed my sins away, when that old account was settled long ago.
I'm going to do a song which is a contemporary folk song written by John Prine called Muhlenberg County. When I was a youngster, my family would travel to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town, it's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody Coltrane done hauled it away. Sometimes we travel right up the Green River to the abandoned old prison up by Tree Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. Empty pop bottles is all we would kill. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train's done hauled it away. Coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber, they stripped off the land. They dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, and they wrote it all down as the progress of man. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody Coltrane done hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, 5 miles away from wherever I am. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody Coltrane done hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's Coltrane's done hauled it away. I think it was about the first or second time that I came to this festival that I played this one called The Long Black Veil, and I would like to sing it now. Well, 10 years ago, cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall light. There was few at the scene. They all agreed the slayer who ran, he looked a lot like me. Well, the judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you're somewhere else, well, you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life.